Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby made three!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
It's Wednesday. It's Joe and Sam hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Nate Collins will be joining us like he does every Wednesday in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll check in with our guy Corby Craig on college football. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet this college football season. Always looking forward to that conversation. Eric Kratz, our guy from Foul Territory, to talk some Major League Baseball on this Wednesday. Each and every Wednesday, we have a regular guest here on Foul Territory getting you set as we are inching closer and closer to the playoffs. Just a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Check us out on the Odyssey app, whether you're listening live or on demand. BetMGMNetwork.com takes you right to the Odyssey app, broadcasting live on YouTube and Twitch at the BetMGM Network. On X, bet_sweat. Sam at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Sam, how you feeling?
You tell people to bet Cade Horton to win Rookie of the Year at what, 20-1? Was that the number on Horton at
yeah.
the time?
And typically, as usual, we were like frustrated because it had just been 40 and we had like one more start. Like, look, it's 20. And we felt that there was still value at that number.
I see this graphic that was posted by Marquee Network yesterday. Of course, Marquee does all of the Cubs games. And they took a side-by-side of Cade Horton and Jake Arrieta in their 11 starts post the All-Star break. And the ERA is the same, 0.93. The whip is almost identical, 0.83 for Arrieta in 15, 0.79 for Horton. Arrieta, 9 wins. Horton, 8 wins. Now, I bring this up for two reasons. One, I covered the Cubs at this time, and Arrieta was near unhittable. That was when he was throwing that two-seamer at like 98 with the wicked breaking stuff. He was unbelievable from that second half of 15 into 16. Mm-hmm. And I remember going, this guy's the best pitcher in baseball. Marquee last night flashes that graphic up that Cade Horton's numbers post All-Star break this year are almost identical to Arrieta's numbers 10 years ago. Crazy to me that they're both that good from a statistical standpoint and almost numerically equal.
So the Cubs were trashed at the deadline for not making a big addition. They needed starting pitching. They did. Yeah, they technically got starting pitching, but not enough. But you could look at it and say their big addition was Horton, because that was not expected. And they got this unbelievable performance in the second half. We'll see what happens moving forward. But it doesn't feel like that's enough. If I were to tell you, okay, they're going to add this young pitcher and he's going to put up these numbers, you'd be like, okay, cool. Their starting pitching is good, but you don't get that sense that they're good once we get closer and closer here to the end.
Right. I just meant more so,
yeah,
good call by you to say, hey, think about this long and hard at 20-1. And then you pull up the board this morning after seeing the graphic last night on Marquee. Cade Horton minus 225 at BetMGM to win the Rookie of the Year. Other books are even higher. I see 240, 250, 280. I think it's a really good call. I don't know what the Cubs are going to do in the playoffs, and I have no Cubs stock. My National League stock, well, most of it's on the Braves, who are dead and have been dead in a long time. I'm now a Padre guy, though, because around the deadline, I jumped in and bet a little bit more on the Padres. But that was a good call by Horton, and I haven't seen a lot of him. You know, it's very difficult as somebody who tries to jump completely into the football pool. I mean, we're going to talk football 90% of the time on the show. Mm-hmm. NFL, college football, futures, all that stuff. But to see the price float out even more on Horton and to see those stats last night that Horton and Arrieta, almost the same guy after the All-Star break, 10 years apart, it's pretty cool.
Well, we are going to talk some baseball, though, today, because I mentioned Eric Kratz is jumping on. Take a look at Texas. They're 3.5 back in that wild card as the days are going away. So it's going to get tougher and tougher for them to get in. But one of the biggest sports stories last night, Cal Raleigh. Two bombs, 55 and 56. Like, he's now in the territory where every time he hits a home run, somebody's going to come up with some stat, some record that was tied or broken. With that second home run last night, number 56, he ends up tying the club record, Griffey. That's where we're at. If he hits three more homers, Seattle has 11 games left. If Raleigh hits three more homers, that's going to put him in top 10 all time in a single season, if he can get to that 59 mark. That's what we're looking at, Sam. And if you go at the very top, the top six guys, all happened from 98 to 2001. So we're not in that roid era anymore, the PEDs, whatever you want to call it. And you look at what Raleigh is doing, like, it legitimately is an all-time performance. And I don't know that it's being covered in that way.
And yet the voters probably don't care enough. And right. The betting market certainly doesn't, because as great as Raleigh's been, and we thought, well, I'll speak for myself. I thought he hit 60. He's going to be very live to win this thing. And you look at the markets across the country for MVP, Judge minus 650 at BetMGM, minus 900, minus 900, minus 1,000, minus 1,200. I talked to a voter 2 days ago who said, yeah, it's a cute story, Cal Raleigh. It's cute. It's not good enough. Judge is way better. Mm-hmm. I'm like, holy cow, man. Like, that was very dismissive. And then after you hear that comment, you go to the betting market and you see the math. And it's Judge's award. At least that's what the math says.
Yep. You're right. Now, home run leader, that's a little bit different. He's 340. Schwarber, the second favorite. Nobody else really in that conversation. Schwarber at about plus 250. That's the best price that you can get. But, man, cute sounds so dismissive. But I understand. Like, if you look at Fangraphs WAR, they're about a half a win apart. Judge 8-8, Raleigh 8-4. But, I mean, that's how I take it. It is an all-time performance. And I get the idea that Judge, better all-around player, he's more valuable. I don't know. With the position that Raleigh plays, it's just that term cute. Just, it makes it sound like what you're saying is, oh, that's nice. Pat him on the head. Good job, Jimmy. You're never going to do this again. Like, this is the end of the line. That's what it sounds like to me.
And then same thing on the National League side. Schwarber's had an amazing season. Right. And you pull up those odds at BetMGM, and he's 14-1. Oh, because Shohei Ohtani's minus 10,000. Cute season, Kyle. Cute.
Yeah, I know. That's where and Ohtani, great on the mound last night. He goes five innings, doesn't give up a hit. We stopped talking about Ohtani pitching because he's been great. Of late, he's been really strong, so we end up not, hey, did you see he gave up four runs? Oh, I don't know if he's going to be ready for the playoffs. Yeah, the last three outings, he's given up one total run. He's been awesome. So he'll be rearing to go for the playoffs. So there you have it. Yesterday on the show, in the NFL world, we talked a little bit about the Brady thing coming off the double dip of Monday Night Football. You have those shots of Tom Brady, and people are like, hey, is this right? He's your lead broadcaster on Fox, and now he's in the coach's booth. He's got a headset on. Oh, there are reports about him talking to Chip Kelly all week. Is this right? And the NFL comes out yesterday. They make a statement. They said, Brady did not violate the rules being in that Raiders booth. He's prohibited from going into the team facility for practices, or production meetings, but there's no rules that he can't wear a headset. He didn't break the rules. And the Fox CEO was at an event, and he was asked about it. It's like, I'm not answering that question. Like, if a conversation needs to be had, we're going to have that conversation. Bad optics, man. I don't care that technically he didn't break any rules. I guess that's how Brady was brought up in this football world. You can bend, but don't break the rules. He didn't technically break any rules, but it doesn't mean it's going to be okay moving forward.
I thought Boomer Esiason was very good yesterday on The Fan. He was breaking this whole thing down, and he was just perplexed. And he sounded, the way that he delivered his take, he just sounded confused as to how this is possible. And then Boomer, in real time, is finding out from his producer that Brady will be in the booth for Bears-Cowboys. And he didn't even know the Raiders played the Bears the next week.
No. So
he's finding out in real time, and he's like, what? What? He's going to do the Bears game, and then the Raiders play the Bears the next week? How does that work? How's that fair? And his partner's like, you tell him, Boom. You tell him.
Giannotti.
Very funny. Very yeah. funny. I mean, but this is how people feel. And Boomer made it very, very clear. He chose his words very wisely. Mm-hmm. He said, I respect him a ton as a player. I'm like, oh, as a player.
He respects Period? Him. Period?
Didn't add anything else. And I thought, okay. that's an interesting choice of words.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think this is going to continue. And plus the other part is, as you just alluded to with Boomer's comment, he's not good at it. And I don't see him getting better. I don't hear him getting better. And there are other people at his network that are better at the job, but they're not named Tom Brady. But yeah, that's fascinating. Think you brought that up, and there was a clip going on the Bet Sweats account, bet_sweats on X, and all the BetMGM network platforms about this very conversation. And you brought up that Bears-Raiders game coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Okay, he can't go in the building. All right, I get it. Nobody's going to say anything. Like, that's the difference. They sit down with Aikman and Buck. They're talking. They're letting their guard down a little bit. They're like, okay, don't say anything before this happens, but I'll give you this nugget. We're going to do this. And they'll never break that trust, because then they'll never get information from that player, that coach ever again. And that coach will talk to other coaches telling them to never give them any information, because they're going to give it out over the air and everybody's going to know. They're just not going to tell them anything. NFL coaches are really good at it. They do it with the media multiple times a week, nearly every day. They're just not going to say anything. So now, we have Brady. He's not great at his job. He's in on these production meetings where you're supposed to get a bunch of intel, maybe some background, right, which will help the broadcast. Now, any smart coach won't be giving Tom Brady anything moving forward.
I wouldn't tell him a thing.
No.
What's the point? Now, the Bears are so dumb they might show him all the secrets. I mean, that's how dumb the Bears organization is. Come on, Tom, let's take you into the vault. Oh, we'll leave you there. We'll be back in a half hour. That's how dumb the Bears are. But yeah. I would think any organization with a pulse or a brain would just kind of say, oh, welcome, Tom, welcome. Water's warm. Have yourself a tomato juice or an avocado smoothie or whatever, and we'll leave you here in the waiting room. I wouldn't tell him anything. What's the point?
Yeah. Why would you? Why would you, man? All right, we got some more injury news out of Minnesota. This is not good for the Vikings. I don't know. It's a running back, so how much is it going to hurt you? We shall see. But now it's Aaron Jones going on IR. The other day we hear about the quarterback. Now we've got, let's call him RB1, even though it was split duty between Mason and Jones. But Aaron Jones goes on IR. He's dealing with a hamstring, so that means he's out at least a month. They are expected to re-sign Cam Akers. Not very productive, but he does know the offense. He was part of this team a year ago, and they signed Desmond Ridder because of the McCarthy injury, short term, at least. Not looking good on the injury front with the Vikings. And you were texting me about injuries on defense the other night when you were watching that game.
Grenard got hurt. I thought he was going to be out for a while, but then they did their thing on the sideline and got him back out there. He had a big sack in that game, but he's going to need a lot more than that. The problem with Minnesota, last year they had the TOP in hand in most games. They had the ball more than you did. That has not been the case this year through two games. And now QB1 and RB1 are hurt, which is going to make life more difficult on the defense. Very unfortunate for anybody holding a Vikings playoff ticket like I am. McCarthy has not been good. Let's be real about it. He was great in one quarter. He was bad in seven quarters. Charch actually said Jordan Mason, most touchdowns in the league at 60-1.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have a touchdown yet, but you would think the opportunities would be there with Jones out of the way. Lot of injuries, man. And Paul put this in the rundown. Here are the likely backup quarterbacks that are going to start this week. Jake Browning, Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota, Tyrod Taylor, Mac Jones.
All right.
It's week three, dude. It's week three.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'll say this in Minnesota's defense and why I would understand the idea of a bounce back. Against Chicago, we're like, okay, look at this tandem in the backfield that they have. It was Chicago. And it looked bad against Atlanta, but you got Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. I don't trust either defense right now. Pittsburgh giving up over 30 points in both games so far. We know about Cincinnati's issues long term. Joe O, Sammy P, let's continue the NFL conversation. Nate Collins is here next on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lies.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Do you think astronauts fight over elbow room? Probably. Because advanced tech doesn't always mean more space. Until now. Introducing the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV with over 300 miles of range, ultra-fast charging capability, and lots of space. The all-new Hyundai Ioniq 9. Space in an EV. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
EPA estimated range for Ioniq 9 based on fully charged battery. For comparison purposes only, actual range will vary based on several factors. True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.